Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world. Welcome home, everybody. This is truly a sacred space. It is a sanctuary for you to feel at home, for you to feel uplifted, supported, and loved during these powerfully illuminating times of change and transition on our planet. Thank you for being here. Thank you for saying yes, for contributing your light to this sacred circle today. I want to ask my favorite question now, and that is, what is the best that could happen today? Well, today my co-creative partner is the wonderful Teresa V. We're going to discover, we're going to talk about what's going on in the world right now. We're going to talk about embracing life in the now, the new now. We're going to talk about our option to select a unity or division during these times. And clearly we come together in this circle with the intention to ignite unity consciousness and ignite the divine light and purpose within all of us. So just trust and know that brilliant, bountiful blessings are on their way to you. Just relax and breathe and open and receive. We invite you to subscribe to this show. It is a free platform. You can access everything that we offer, all of our replays, all of our offerings at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays on iTunes or YouTube, and please connect with us further in our private Facebook group or on Instagram. Just enter in Straight Talk for the Soul or Straight Talk with Carrie or Carrie L. Murphy to find me personally. Now, my intention with today's journey is for love and joy and soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with ease, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Please write in. Let Teresa and myself know how you're feeling. You can ask your questions in our webcast, and we will be taking some live callers later. Teresa can do live healings today with us. She can give intuitive or angelic readings. So, again, press star 2 to raise your hand to be considered for that or write in and let us know. As I mentioned, we're talking about embracing life in the now. We're going to talk about discernment, navigating the choices of your friends, you know, talk about the current experiences on the planet with people, you know, the division happening, unity happening, our ideas about the ascension process. We're going to talk about the unseen realms and how they're so eager to work with us right now and how to do that. Teresa is an international speaker. She's a spiritual teacher. She's a mentor. She's a priestess. She's a master of the healing arts. And she's an angelic channel. For over 15 years, she's been helping people find strength in their sensitivity and guide them in the use of these superpowers. She helps us expedite our healing and ascension, calling us into our authenticity and full integrity. And she empowers sensitives, like many of you, to stand in their power so they can feel more alive and on purpose and fulfilled. The angels do want to really extend some healing energies to release current and ancestral trauma today. So you're going to feel that energy throughout the show. So let's all intend for that. And very excited to have Teresa back with us today. So please join me in extending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation to Teresa as I welcome her to the show. So welcome, beautiful.
Thank you so much, Carrie, for having me back. I'm really excited to be here, especially now.
I know. No. Yes. And, you know, that's what we're talking about, embracing life in this new now moment, which is continually fluid and changing, Teresa. I think it's important that we address the current circumstances happening on the planet. Give us your perspective. There's a lot going on, and I'd love to hear your perspective on things.
There's a lot going on. And so first, I think it's actually really important for us to acknowledge the pain and the trauma that's coming up for people, you know, the amount of pain our Black brothers and sisters are in right now, I think it's important for us all to just acknowledge that, because from acknowledging the pain, then we can actually move into acceptance, and then we can move into the healing of. And I also think, you know, for me, what I've been really learning at this time is to listen. It's not as important to speak as it is to listen and to hear somebody else so that I can understand, you know, another perspective that I may have never had the experience of having. So that's been a real blessing in this time, you know, and there's just so much what looks like division on the surface. You know, there's a lot of differing perspectives. There's anger, there's hurt, there's pain, there's discomfort, and there's also hope and joy. You know, we've been holding so much light for so long, and we've been asking for this ascension process and moving towards it. And any energy that's on this planet that's been hidden or latent that needs to be rectified, that needs to come out in the open to be fixed in order for us to move forward, that's what's coming up. And it's our choice now. What do we do with it? How do we move forward from here? Where do we lend our support and our energy? And so that's been really kind of beautiful to see, because when we're focused on the division, it looks one way. But when we look beyond that, we can start to see how, you know, what's happening right now in this moment, protests, and it's happening all over the world. Everyone is coming together in support of change, you know, and there might be resistance to that, but it's affecting the entire world. And 2020 has really been a year of everything affecting the entire world. You know, we had coronavirus, we had the fires, like everything has been a global situation. Mm-hmm. And that's been something we haven't really seen before. It's affected small parts of populations or countries, but we've not really seen where the whole world is brought to a standstill or brought to its knees at the same time. And that's been incredible to witness, because we've all been kind of brought to a level playing field in some ways, and we've started to feel what it's like to really work together and focus our energy together. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah. Global shakeup on every level,
yeah.
And we have the opportunity to respond however, you know, we can come together or resist and fight things. And gosh, I think the main thing is just having compassion for whatever people are going through, because everybody's going through their own unique process and response to all of these changes and everything that's going on. And as you and I were talking before we went live, you were mentioning how the angels really, really want to address releasing a lot of this trauma, because I think a lot of the anger that's being ignited in people is ancestral trauma. It's current trauma based on the immense changes that are happening, but it's also ancestral. So do you want to speak to that a little bit about what you've been, the messages from the angels, and then also perhaps the frequencies that may come through during the show with regard to that?
Definitely. So actually, one of the first things I want to say is, for sensitive people, a lot of times what we've done in the past is to go out of body when things get uncomfortable. So that's what's really important for us right now, is to stay embodied throughout this whole process, no matter how uncomfortable we might get with, you know, in terms of being here and being present on this planet, because for each of us it's going to get uncomfortable in its own way. And that's actually why we're here, is to anchor energies, specific energies, for this time. And so that's what the angels really want to help us with. They want to help us to clear whatever is ready to be cleared, so that we can be the purest possible channel and vessel of that unique frequency that we have agreed to anchor here at this moment in time. And we can't do that if we are not embodied, you know, if we're kind of floating out there because we're feeling uncomfortable. You know, being with the discomfort and really exploring what's being mirrored within ourselves right now will lead us right to where our own personal healing needs to be. And, you know, a lot of times when we're looking out into the world, there's that person or that situation that really causes us to feel things, you know, anger or happiness. So it's like, what are we mirroring about ourselves in that? And that's really where the magic is now, is that fearless honesty with ourselves. And we sort of were put in situations around the world recently where we spent, you know, months in isolation and having to come face to face with ourselves and having nothing else to do but look at ourselves. And now as the world is commanding that we really go deep and look at maybe some ancestral stuff that's within us that we didn't realize we were carrying or that colored our point of view, you know, when we didn't realize that, now it's coming to light through the way we're talking to each other and the way we're experiencing situations. So that's what the angels really want to assist us with, is whatever it is that is ready to be released, rewired, brought in even. You know, once we release and rewire, we can actually bring in new imprints and new programs. And it's really important for us also to be willing to do the work around holding those for ourselves. So I'm really excited to be part of this change at this time. And I can feel so much healing energy from the people on this call too. There's a lot of healers here. So thank you for being here and lending your energy to this time.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I want to share that, you know, a lot of people, are being triggered by so many things that are going on, but these triggers are such powerful gateways into transformation. They're coming up for to be transmuted and released so we can bring in this new energy. And in communities like this, I think it's vital. Mm-hmm. It's so important that we do this because, we're the ones who really want to create the change on our planet. So, I love the work that you're doing, and I want to give people a little background so that they understand the kind of work that you do. I mean, as I was asking you before the call, and you've been here before, but, you know, can you provide mm-hmm. healings on the show? And yes, you know, mm-hmm. you're able to do a lot to support people through the angels, through a wide variety of cosmic support. So can you describe a little bit about what you do and how you do it so that people can have some understanding of what you're able to share here?
Awesome. So I think, you know, when we are truly open to being channels of whatever is needed in this now moment, that's kind of what comes through. So basically, I'm just a good listener, right? So I can tune into your energy as you're inviting me to tune in. And I'm tuning in not only as myself, I'm tuning in to your body elemental, your higher self, your entire divine team, as well as my divine team, in the safe space that Archangel Michael has set up between us so that we can know that the purest intention and the purest energy is coming through. And then what will happen is there'll be readings and messages from the angels. Sometimes there'll be intuitive guidance. There will be here. Let's come up with your next steps and we'll work together to create a plan. And there's also really strong and intense healing that is able to come through because we don't have the restrictions of time and space anymore. You know, we've moved into the dimensionality on the earth where we can do really deep work very, very quickly. And all it takes is the moment of letting down our guard and being in that field of unconditional love. And that's really what this work is for me, is we create a field of unconditional love. And in that field, anything is possible. We are able to touch our infinite potential. And in that now moment of just standing, you know, without those precautions that we take, you know, those guards that we put up when we're dealing with other people, when we're just able to drop all of that, we can create miracles instantaneously and we can touch our limitlessness. And then when we come back from that, we know what we're truly capable of. And that's really what the work is. And, you know, it's one of those things, like when you try to describe to somebody what a Reiki session is, it's kind of like you just have to be in it and experience it, and then you'll know, and you won't be able to have the words either.
It's a lot. It's a feeling. It's a transmission.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a transmission. It's a power. Mm-hmm. It's really getting people in touch with their own infinite power and having each person move forward from the knowing that that's the truth.
Do you want to share a little bit about you coming into your own power and your healing or awakening journey, just to give people a little background?
Sure. I think, you know, it's so funny because earlier today when I was tuning into the angels, they were talking about, you know, you know, this is a lot of the change that's happening now is happening through great pain. And you guys know you don't have to do it through pain anymore, right? You can just choose that you want to make the changes. You don't have to go this route anymore. But when I went through my awakening, it was really, it was really through pain. And so first I had a near-death experience at 3 months old. So I think that I already came back with spiritual leanings. You know, it was, I read everything on metaphysics, on, you know, ghosts, on anything that was on saints, on religions, anything that was remotely tied to metaphysics and spirituality. And so growing up, that was kind of what I did. And then, I had shut down a lot of my psychic ability or my ability to see and feel and experience when I was a kid, because I grew up in a very religious home, which I feel very blessed to be able to say, but nobody could explain these things without fear. So I just kind of shut them down and kept that part of myself really wrapped up because it was scary to me, you know. And then I was in my 20s, I think, and I had an emotional situation in my life where I was really brought to my knees. And I wasn't sure I wanted to exist here anymore. And it was at that time that these abilities in me started to command that they be brought back to the surface. And I think a lot of us have had this experience, but for me it was, you know, I would have electrical situations. So like appliances would blow out. I'd be driving my car and the street lamps would go out as I drove past them, you know, and at around the same time, I found yoga, and, you know, the first yoga class that I took that was really good, I said, this is it. I want to devote my life to this because I want everyone to feel what I just felt. Like, I was able to let go for a moment and let the earth hold me up, which was not my experience to that point. I was holding everyone else up, and I'm sure you can all agree here. You've had that experience. You know, when I went for my yoga training, and this is where the real journey began. When I went for my yoga training, one day my teacher, who was a swami, took me to the side and she said, look, I am so tired of having to change the light bulbs every time you're in class. She said, please go for this training. And she handed me a flyer for a Reiki training. She was like, you have got to learn how to work with your energy. You have to learn how to channel it safely through your body. And I was like, okay, no idea what Reiki was. Keep in mind, very religious upbringing. Where anything that was like healing that wasn't coming from like some unseen force was completely taboo. So I went for the class, and that moment where I took the Reiki training, I was like, this is me, this is who I am. And from that day forward, I just never stopped doing the work. You know, I started with Reiki and was just led to the next right thing and the next right thing. And, you know, so I've really worked on my own body. I had a lot of physical conditions that I healed through, you know, nutrition, through holistic purposes mixed with conventional medicine. And, you know, there was a lot that I worked really hard in healing in me. So now that's really what I help people do, is to kind of get their blockages out of their way and move into their greater purpose and what needs to be healed in your life in order to step into that. So, it's been a really beautiful journey, and I just am always in awe of how the next thing that I need to do is just always brought forward and put right in front of me. Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful. Yeah. And you bring forth, as I mentioned, ancestral healing, sound healing, holographic energy healing, epigenetics, light infusions, Reiki, you know, other healing modalities that you include as well. And you work with the dragons, the fairies, the angels, the unicorns, has your team just continued to expand? it sounds like it.
Yeah, it's really funny because at the end of last year, and then the beginning of this year, that all of the elementals and the unicorns and the dragons, they were like, oh, you're gonna help people start to connect to us. And I was like, wait, I'm gonna what? You know, and it's kind of the same thing that happened when the angels started telling me, oh, you're gonna do readings. And I was like, oh no, I'm not. And they were like, yes, you are, you know. And so we sat down and we had a chat and we came to a mutual understanding of what would have to be in place for that to happen. And it's sort of the same thing now. It's like, okay, I will bring this and we're gonna work together to create this amazing thing. And, you know, I've been connecting my private membership community with their dragons, and they're having these amazing experiences. So that's been really fun to see. And yeah, I feel like for each of us, the team just grows as the energy on the earth changes and we can sustain communication with different realms for longer periods of time. And also based on what's needed for the healing of the planet and for the collective. So that's truly been a blessing. You know, Carrie, I think that you're probably a good testament to this because I've seen you now for a few years and the way you work. It's like when you're open to being of service, then everything that comes through is what's needed in the moment. And you know what? Even if I mess up, if I'm doing it with open intention that's of love and of the highest intention for good, everything works out in the end, even if I took a misstep somewhere. And I think that's important for us to realize as well, because a lot of us are really perfectionistic about a lot of things.
Yeah, well, and right now, I mean, things have changed so much in the world this year. It's just completely different. And so a lot of these beings and these teams, and you know, they want to work with us. And, you know, I'm grateful we'll talk about it later, but you're going to teach people. You've created a series about how to explore the different kingdoms, you know, the dragons, the fairies, the angels, and of course the unicorns that I love so much. We both just had birthdays, everybody. I just had mine Saturday. Teresa had hers yesterday. So Teresa, mine was like every unicorn filled, fairy filled. We had like headbands, unicorn headbands. It was like the coolest thing. So when people can connect with all of these realms, there's so much that can come through. The activation of healing energy, joy, beauty, grace, healing, everything. So I'm grateful that you're going to guide people with these workshops and how to connect with them. With all of them. So
yeah.
That will be fun, my dear. So let me see. We have so many hands up. We have lots of questions. I do want to talk about the importance of navigating our choices right now with discernment regarding relationships, friends, even perhaps our work. A lot of these things are coming to the forefront. So what would you like to share about that?
That's really a great question because it goes back to the division and unity thing. And it's been really hard for a lot of sensitive people, especially spiritual people right now, like over the past few weeks, especially because there's started to be division within the spiritual community, you know, where people are choosing paths and outlooks that might not resonate at all with what you feel to be true. And, you know, I've seen friendships kind of breaking up or having to be put on pause to process through these things. And so what's really important for us to remember is that we all started on this journey with an intention in mind, right? We were going to help with the ascension process. And that was the first intention. And that's still the intention. And what's happening right now on our planet is third, fourth, and fifth dimension are existing simultaneously, and none of them are disappearing from our sight. We can still see everyone who's living in the third dimension, who's living in the fourth dimension, and who's moved into the fifth dimension. They all still look like they're on the same plane. And so people are making choices and feeling what resonates not only for them personally, but for the energy that they need to hold for the collective. So when we move into a place of, oh, you know, my good friend is choosing this and it really doesn't resonate with me. Okay, good. Many blessings to that friend. We have to process through our own pain about maybe having to separate for a little while. But your friend's job is to move people along that path and hold the light for them as they move on that path that may not feel resonant to you at all, while yours is on another path, holding the light and moving people through. And guess what? Even though the paths seem completely different, we all started with the same intention to move humanity and the planet through ascension. And we're all being called to the path that we are needed on in order to allow that process to happen. And we're all going to meet back up at the end. And so that's what's really important for us to remember so that we can walk forward through our pain, through our confusion about, like, why would you choose this? Or, you know, and know that we're still working for the same outcome. It's just our paths right now are diverging a little bit, and we really need to move into our discernment as opposed to judgment. Judgment involves finger pointing and involves right and wrong and better and worse, whereas discernment comes more from a place of, that just doesn't feel true to me, so I can't really be around that right now, and I respect your choice to do that. You feel the difference in those energies,
absolutely,
right? So, yeah, so that's where we're being called right now. And also honoring our personal processes, because spiritual people tend to think that they shouldn't be in any pain or feel any anger or feel, you know, have all the feels of humans, because our spiritual practice should help us to move through those or circumvent them, or we should somehow be above those. No, you're still human. So move through your feelings, because when we move those feelings through, they don't get stored up in our body and block up the energy, because what that does then is it blocks us from being the purest channels that we can be. So let the feelings move through, feel the feels, have a cry, yell into a pillow,
totally.
Do whatever, you know, do whatever it takes to move them through, and then move yourself into discernment and really honor what feels true to you right now. I think that's super important.
It is. And I love the distinction between discernment and judgment. And it's that neutrality we've talked about a lot on this show, and compassion, and we're all doing it differently, and no need to explain to anyone, you know, why you're doing something one way, or perhaps questioning them why they're doing it another way. You know, it's all okay. Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. It felt important to talk about that. And what do you want to share about the unseen realms? You know, I mentioned a little bit about that and all the beings that you work with. What feels important to share with our audience about that?
Well, it's been amazing. Like, for me, the period, like the COVID-19 period has been really incredible, because beforehand, we were talking about the changes that the Earth needed in order to, you know, be okay, in order to be healthy. And how the humans were drawing it out was, this will take, you know, this many lifetimes to achieve, and this, you know, and then we went into, the whole world, for the most part, went into a place of, you know, staying home and not being out and being quarantined in some places. And the Earth was able to regenerate herself, like, much faster than any of us had anticipated, you know, because we weren't getting in the way. So, you know, within 2 weeks, we saw great miracles happening in terms of Earth's ability to regenerate herself. And so where she is now in her own healing process has allowed her vibration to lift and shift. And at the same time she was healing, we were, again, home, kind of looking at ourselves, really having to go inward. You know, this whole year has caused us to have to go inward and examine what's there. And so now we're more able to hold a different vibration as well, because we've moved through some of that stuff. And so the unseen realms now, the realms like the fairies, they want to work with us in our relationship with nature and help us to see ourselves as nature as opposed to separate from it. And, you know, our body elemental is part of this whole process, and really wanting us to get in touch with the nature inside of us to live our healthiest and best lives, and to work, you know, work in a better flow with the earth. And then, you know, the dragons are going to be helping us as we move forward in the new paradigm, as we move forward into the 5D. The dragons are going to be with us more consistently. And so we need to learn, if we're interested, how to communicate with them. And communication can be sustained now, because our planet is of a higher vibration, so we can sustain communication with our unseen helpers for longer periods of time. And of course, you know, I love the angels. They're always around. And so it's really time for us to be working with them as our good friends, and having back and forth communication, you know. And then the unicorns. The unicorns are just purity. Purity, that's what they are. And it's just about getting in touch. They're going to help us get in touch with that part of ourselves, and be able to remain in touch with that part of ourselves, regardless of what's going on around us, to hold that light of purity and of fun and serious spirituality at the same time, you know. And a good friend of mine summed it up yesterday, and I used her quote in one of my mailings today. And it said, she said, you know, the world is not falling apart. It's falling together. And she just paused and she said, it's the most magnificent thing. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, you know, like I just pulled myself up over the earth and I saw all of the places where we really are. The seeming division is actually us moving into more unity. And that's really what the unseen realms are here to help us do, you know. Mm-hmm. And some of us, I say mostly unseen because some of us see them all the time. Some of us are, you know, spending time talking to fairies and dragons and unicorns. So I honor that as well.
Well, thank you for sharing all that. And someone had a good question here regarding, where was it? She was wondering, I can't find, there's a lot of people that have written in. For those of you who wrote in a long time ago when we first started the show half an hour ago, if you could let me know you're still there, because so many people have written in, that would be helpful because I want to go to some of your questions. But her question essentially was, and I think a lot of people might be wondering this, you know, who am I supposed to be working with? Is there one group that... Do you find that people work with one group more than another, like the fairies or the angels or the unicorns or the dragons? Do you think that people have a stronger resonance with one over the other?
I do, actually. I really do. And so there are two ways to look at it. It's either the group of beings that comes the most natural to you. Like maybe you've always just really loved angels, or you always wanted everything that you saw with a fairy on it, you had to own, you know. It sometimes that's the way that you know. And other times, and this is in my case, it's where you have a great aversion. Like I always thought, you know, when I saw angel art, it always looked super creepy to me. And I always was just like, ugh, yuck, you know. And it was really interesting because that's where I ended up. And it was because of that resonance that I knew within me, and the way the art misrepresented that frequency, that I was having such an aversion. So that's the way you find your home, is either by having strong resonance or strong aversion to things in a certain way. But I'm not talking aversion like, oh yeah, no, that feels really wrong. It's aversion like, I just want to kind of back away from that. And that then they showed up and they started, like, they kept telling me, you have to study this, you know, and they showed up and they're the most beautiful creatures. And still when I see an angel painting, I'm like, oh, that's not right. You know? So it's
I totally get what you're saying. I had that feeling when I would see dragons in the past. Mm-hmm. It was, because I was much more, you know, I was a pixie, fairy, unicorn, mermaid, dolphin, leaning those directions. And but over the years, I have come to know the dragons to be just incredible, you know, whereas at first I would see images that just did not exactly what you were just describing. So, you know, the person who wrote in about that just wrote back in. It was Deborah from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And what she had asked, let me go back, was, hi, beautiful ladies. Hi, Deborah. She'd love to understand her soul's mission and what's the best group, the elementals, archangels, galactics, that I should work with for my unique soul plan. So that's Deborah. Can you tune in and see what comes up for her on that?
Oh, Deborah, this is really exciting because you have such, so how I'm feeling your energy right now is you actually have, your genetic coding is all of the things you've asked about. What's standing out to me right now is it seems like your galactic pieces are activated the most. So for me right now, it feels like that might be the path of least resistance to you. There might be, well, I'm not going to say there might be. There is information coming from your galactic soul family that you can integrate and that will be opened up in you very easily. However, If for whatever reason that doesn't feel right to you right now, then go with the avenue that feels the best to you. Because if working with the Galactics feels just misaligned in some way, then start with if working with your angels feels the best. You can work with everyone at the same time, by the way. You can call them all into your space and work with your whole group. But if you want to feel their energy separately, then maybe start off, if you felt better with working with the angels, maybe they'll help you to clear something that was in resistance to working with another group. So always start with what feels most resonant to you. But I do want to say that your galactic pieces are really activated right now.
Yay. Okay. Deborah, I know you heard that because you just wrote back in. So hopefully that was helpful. Okay. I'm going to ask the question from a lot of people have questions. Okay. I'm going to go to Margaret. From West Monroe. She says, Margaret, I have struggled with high anxiety as an adult. I haven't been able to drive out of my small town for over 20 years. Does this stem from a past life?
Interesting. Really beautiful question, Margaret. Possible. So what I want to say first is a lot of us who are sensitive and who have some of our cities or psychic gifts activated, have anxiety. And, you know, time and time again, I've spoken with people who have, you know, who might be mediums naturally, or who might talk to beings that other people can't see, and they try to close that down. And that's when their anxiety really kicks in. So my first inclination is to ask you where you might be trying to close down pieces of yourself that are very natural to you, because I feel like that's where a lot of your anxiety is coming from. There's something about embracing the entirety of yourself that hasn't felt safe in the past and now is asking to be brought together. I also do feel really interesting, because I feel like there's a circumference around your house of it's like the invisible fence that people put on their property for their dogs. That's what I feel for you. And I feel like at some point, in the name of safety, because you're so sensitive, you made a deal somewhere that this was as far as you would go, you know, at the soul level. And I think that now it's time to break that agreement. So Archangel Michael is here to help you cut those cords and break those agreements if that feels good to you. But we do need your permission. So,
Margaret, if you want to.
I also just want to say to everybody, you know, if this feels resonant to you, that there are agreements that need to be broken now. And, you know, Archangel Michael, just say yes, and Archangel Mikael will also offer that to each and every one of us, because as one asks, it can be brought for everyone. So Carrie, is it okay if I just go ahead and bring through this energy, and then whoever wants to accept it has the option?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So the first thing Archangel Mikael is doing is he's taking his blue sword of flaming light, and he's cutting through any cords in our lower chakras, especially around our creativity and who we truly are, that are there between us and any other people. He's breaking through agreements that have been made out of misalignment, out of fear. And what he wants each and every one of us to know is that as he cuts through these cords between us and others, we don't need to be afraid that those people will become untethered from our lives if we love them and just kind of fall away. What will happen is the bonds of love, the healthy bonds between us, will be able to grow stronger because the cords of discordant energy will be cut. Beautiful. Good letting go. That really helped. When we understand the why and the how, then it really helps us to let go.
Mm-hmm. And Margaret did write back in and say, yes, let's break the outdated cords and agreements. Thank you.
Really, I always... Mm-hmm. I see the archangels actually going around where they showed me the fence was, and they're taking the fence down like they're a road construction crew. So they're going to go as far as they can right now. So beautiful.
Oh, Margaret, that is wonderful. Margaret, keep us updated, my dear. I hope that was helpful. Arietta, she is from Athens. She said, can you please, she had written in earlier, she had a request for an energy removal from her head. She said, it's terrible how I feel the left side of my brain and neck. It's so painful. Thank you. Let me see if I can find her original. She said, request for energy removal from my head. My head for 2 days is tight, sore, irritated. Is it an entity in the middle of the back of my head? Any support and freedom she'd appreciate.
Beautiful. Okay, so this isn't just for you. This has actually been coming up for a lot of people because of the frequency shifts that have been happening on the planet. There's been stuff happening in the head. And, you know, we've also heard of a lot of people kind of going through strokes and things like that. It's sometimes, you know, the physical body reacts in a certain way as we clear energy. And that doesn't mean that any of us are doomed for, you know, any sort of an event that we don't want. But what is happening is a lot of us are having feelings in the back of our skulls. It may feel like a little bubble of energy moving or stuck, or it may feel like a complete lock of our neck and all the musculature from the back of our head all the way down through our shoulders. So what we're going to do is I just want you to breathe into those places. Just breathe into the back of the head, the back of the neck, anyone who wants this. What the angels are having me do, even while Carrie was talking, is they're having me use the tuning frequency of Om, which is the beginning, the middle, the end. It's the divinely perfect sound of the universe. And they're bringing it and reattuning the energy in these spaces to the frequency of Om. And I feel like it's important to address when we say the word entity, sometimes there's a stigma around that. Every thought form that we have is an entity, right? It becomes a thing. Our thoughts actually become living beings. So when you say entity, it's probably not what you're thinking. It's probably what's happening is there are thought forms gathering based on whatever energy that you're clearing here. So what the angels have just had me do is clear some energy there, and now Archangel Ariel is coming in and just sweeping the area. There were a lot of, it's almost like a drain getting clogged. There were a lot of thought forms that were gathered at this place, clogging your energy flow. So they're just removing all of that, almost like, you know, just like they're clearing a drain. Whew, I feel so much more freedom in your left side now. Beautiful. I just want to touch on one other thing that they're showing me, just to sit into the inquiry about where there might be energy, either voices of females that have gone before you or voices of your own feminine energy having to do with nurturing and showing up for other people. Where are those voices telling you that you should be or do something other than you are? Because that just feels like the next level of your exploration around what's going on with the energy in the left side of your body. So it's just an invitation to kind of sit into that inquiry and listen to what comes up for you. Okay. Beautiful.
Arietta, I hope that you were able to experience that. Thank you for joining us from Athens, by the way. We have quite a global community here. Okay, Teresa, thank you for that. Farah wrote in and she said, beloved beings, I have a beautiful green light orb with me. Any insights on what kind of energy it is? Is it an angel, a guide? Thank you immensely and much love. That's Farah.
Beautiful, Farah. I was wondering where Archangel Raphael was going. He showed up in the beginning of the session. And so my sense for you, Farah, is that you've got Archangel Raphael hanging out with you. And he's also really wanting to work with and through you as you move forward. You're tremendous. You have tremendous healing energy. And so working with Raphael and in conjunction with him can really help you to bring that energy through for yourself and for the world. And by the way, with me and with anyone who's an intuitive, really feel into how that feels for you and go with your own gut over anything that any of us ever says to you. That's really, really important. But, you know, from where I sit, I see Archangel Raphael just standing next to you and wrapping his wings around you. So really beautiful question. So thank you for holding
too.
That energy.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Sylvia from Egypt says, Teresa, what group am I closest to in the unseen realm? I've always felt close to the angels.
Well, there you have it, Sylvia.
I know.
Made my job
I was
really
gonna say, maybe
easy.
Leave that part off and see what. But
yeah, no, I feel it's really interesting because I feel the angelic energy with you, but I also feel it in a very ancient form as well. I'm just kind of tuning in because it's you are in Egypt, and I also feel like the energy of ancient Egypt with you. So I'm going to suggest to you to, if you do work with the angels, I feel like there may be something to going to the Hebrew pronunciation of the angels' names and just look that up and sit with that. And see how that starts to, it feels like it opens ancient wisdom in you about the angels and about energy that you're bringing through for them. So if that resonates for you, definitely check into
that.
Try that
out. Mm-hmm. There you go, Sylvia. Sally, said, hi, lovelies. Hello, lovely Sally. She said, my guardians and supporters are the trees. They nurture me, heal me, and more. What exactly is this connection with the trees?
Well, the trees are just amazing. They're just like these amazing beings. And those were one of my first connections as a child, too. You know, one of my first memories is being like 4 or 5 and staging a protest because my neighbor wanted to cut down their tree. So I went out there every single day. And I sat under that tree because if I sat under it, nobody could cut it down. And then I went to school on Monday and she cut the tree down. So, you know, but you know what was really beautiful? And I'm saying this for a reason because, Sally, when the angels show me my own experience, it's to communicate with the person that there's some resonance there. Many years later, it was probably like 30 years later, I was on a healing table receiving a healing session, and that tree came back to me and let me know that it was okay and thanked me for doing what I did for it and, you know, explained to me that it was just its time to go. And that, just that, I had forgotten about that, but that felt like it closed a circuit in me of that relationship. So I want you to know that your relationship with every tree is an actual relationship as if you were having it with another person. And I know that you know this, but it's just validation that you are able to communicate with the trees as living, breathing beings. And it feels like they have a lot of wisdom for you that can open up in you and you can work with them. You know how we're talking about working with the elementals and working with the unseen realms? You can work with the trees to develop paths forward so that humanity and Mother Earth can work together in a new way going forward, whether those are energetic paths or actual, you know, manifestations of scientific discoveries. I'm not sure, but it's for you to work with your tree relatives in order to bring that wisdom and energy forth.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Yeah, beautiful question, beautiful response. Thank you both. Carla from San Antonio. Hi, ladies. She said, can you talk about the colors yellow and dark blue? Also, what's happening for us around the eclipse times? Because today I woke up with a lot of head pressure.
Okay, so we're going back to, you know, the head situation. That's been happening for a lot of us. So it's There's a lot of energy that's been impacted over time that is clearing. So this feels like a really good time, Carrie, to let everyone know. Archangel Ariel, Archangel Michael, and all of the archangels of the healing energy field are bringing forth this energy today to help us to clear our collective trauma and the impacted energy that has helped us to reinforce negative and old programming that no longer serves as we strive to move forward into a 3D, from a 3D to a 5D new paradigm. So all you have to do is say yes, and Archangel Ariel is going to come in with her team to work through our genetic coding and our DNA to release with love and grace that which no longer serves us personally or the collective, as well as bring in the new programming, the new energy for us to move forward. So all you have to do in your mind and or heart is say yes right now. And let the energy start just flooding your space. And I am going to get to the question, but this is, I move when they tell me to move. Good. So we're just going to continue to let that energy flow. And at the same time, Archangel Gabriel is now also bringing in supportive energy, because there may be there are some ways that we need to stand on our truth differently, actually speaking our truth and communicating our truth. And there are also ways that we're going to need to have conversations that we may have shied away from or that may be difficult for us. And Archangel Gabriel is bringing us the words, bringing us the support, bringing us the knowledge of how to navigate those situations. So just let that energy come in as well. Beautiful. Thank you for bringing this energy forward. Okay, so we're going to let that flow as we move. I just want to acknowledge, so yellow, I'm sort of moving from this like big floaty space. I'm trying to come back. Yellow and blue. So a dark blue for me is always Archangel Michael, and I call it Mikey Blue, right? So it's Mikey Blue. I feel like you are very connected to Archangel Michael. I also feel like you have a very strong intuitive sense. And for me, yellow is always third chakra energy. It's always personal power. And so what feels like it wants to open in you right now is the power of your intuitive sense on a new and deeper level, like you owning your intuition, you owning the fact that you know, like you just know, and just saying, you know, it doesn't matter how I know, I just know, being comfortable saying that to people. So that feels really, really important as you move forward. I also feel like it's really interesting, because as I'm talking about this, I also feel a yellow dragon in your space. So You may want to just explore if you have a friendly dragon that wants to begin working with you or is offering its energy, to assist you through your own processes. So it's up to you if you feel comfortable exploring. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I said yes. Yeah, and Carla, I would love to hear your feedback on that. Thank you so much for writing in. And Farah, by the way, wrote back in and said, she said, oh, thank you so much. I have tears in my eyes. Infinite blessings and gratitude. That was from Farah. Mm-hmm. And then Arietta from Athens also wrote back in. She said, wow, thank you. I feel some freedom. Goodness, it feels so yummy. Love and blessings. She was the one with the head. Thank you for writing back in, Arietta. And Sylvia wanted to thank you for the suggestions to explore the angels' names in Hebrew. She said she actually spent some time trying to learn Hebrew on her own in her early 20s. So she's thanking you for that.
I just want to point out how we intuitively know, right? Like she knew. She knew Hebrew was a resonance. It brought forth an energetic frequency for her. And we all really intuitively know. So I just wanted to point that out.
And then Sally just wrote back in. She said, oh, my God, the story you told about the tree happened to me in a different context. She said a tree communicated with me just before it was cut, and this is how all my tree communication started. Thank you for making this more clear for me. You're truly amazing. I see you like a lighthouse of the spirits of love. Mm-hmm. Much love and gratitude to both of you. Aw, so much love back to you, Sally. Thank you for writing back in. And I want to, let's see, where did it go? Okay. Jean from Chicago. Jean says, I've been a spiritual seeker for over 40 years, but no beings have ever appeared to me beyond what I could attribute to in my imagination. I feel like I just have to trust in what's told to me by other spiritual teachers who do have that connection. Do you have any thoughts on how and why I remain blocked? That's Jean.
Oh, this is such an amazing question, Jean. Thank you for asking it. Because as you were saying, I've been a spiritual seeker. I heard, like, the angels crossed out speaker and they wrote teacher. So I just want you to know that, first of all, you're not embracing the fullness of what you're here to bring. You're a lot more powerful than you think you are. And this is why. So you're talking about having, you know, teachers and beings appear to you. What they're showing me is that may not be the way that you process information. You know, some of us see, some of us hear, some of us feel. And so what I see for you is they're showing me that you are much more, you can hear and you can feel. So you know when the beings are there. And you can also hear, even if it's just high-pitched frequencies, it feels like hearing is your predominant way of communication. So all this time you've been looking for beings to appear to you, they're there and communicating. You're just using the wrong internal sense. Mm-hmm. And wrong meaning the one that doesn't come the most naturally to you. Now, for each of us has one that comes the most naturally. When we lean into that one and embrace it, the other ones seem to start developing themselves. So it doesn't mean in time you will probably see beings, but start with the path of least resistance right now. Mm-hmm. So try hearing and try asking a question and seeing if writing flows through you, and then try paying attention to how you feel when you're in these places of prayerfulness, of meditation, and of wanting to communicate. And let's see how that goes for you. You're so powerful. I'm really excited to see what unfolds here.
Yeah, don't underestimate your connection because you can't see. Yeah, I love your message because that is so true for everyone, because we get people calling in or asking questions about this a lot, feeling that they don't have this powerful connection when they do. And for many, it is a feeling. It is a sense. It is not a clairvoyant image. So don't let that dissuade you or anything like that. Beautiful question and response. Okay, David from New York wrote in earlier. He wrote back again saying he's still here. Hi, Carrie and Teresa. I have recently been mandated to get treatment for narcissistic personality disorder. I wonder if the angels can shed some light on the root cause of this condition. Is it due to soul loss or entities or childhood traumas or past life issues? What can you share with David about that?
I'm just kind of looking in. I do want to share, David, that I do see the perfection of your soul in all of this. And what they're showing me is that when your soul was making a choice to come here, this was the lesson you really wanted to work on in this lifetime. This was the thing that you wanted to master. You really wanted to master the ego. And that means, you know, diving into it in a way that it takes over, and then actually seeking to, from that place of almost uncontrollability, like it's a wild beast, rein it in and get mastery. So this is a lifetime of self-mastery for you, but it's going to take work, it's going to take dedication, and it's going to take an immense amount of self-awareness. So your angels are standing right next to you saying, we know this is going to be difficult and it's going to get uncomfortable, but the more you let yourself go in the uncomfortability, then the more healing will be done and the further your soul will evolve in this lifetime. Yeah, and this is a hard lesson, and it's one that you chose, because this is a lifetime where we can get many, many lifetimes done in one. So, so good luck with everything you're doing. I wish you much success, and I see no reason why you can't accomplish this, because you do have a very, very strong soul.
Mm. David, thank you for writing in and asking the question, and yeah, I hope that you heard that. Let us know that you received the response from Teresa. Teresa, before we move forward, this is a good time. Let's go ahead and talk about the offerings that you've created. So for everybody who's written in and raised their hands and all of that, if they want to learn how to connect with these unseen realms, you've created two offers. So for those of you who would like to look over these offers, you can go to straighttalkforthesoul.com, click on our marketplace. You will see Teresa's beautiful smiling face. Click on that. And offer A, Teresa, is connecting with the unseen realms. That's what we've been talking about. It's going to be a four-part live video series. It starts on June 23rd. And you're going to work with the dragons, the fairies, the angels, and the unicorns. And all of these live workshops will be recorded so everyone can listen again and again. And then there are some bonuses in here as well, or some other items that are also in here. Tell us about this video series. It seems important and fun at the same time.
It's both, you know, and really it's so important for us to indulge our inner child right now, because that's how we can access more of our high level spirituality, because we can anchor the energy of joy and creativity, because, you know, where there's so much else in the world, this is what we really need to be doing. So we'll be spending time working with the dragons, the fairies, and I was told, and some gnomes, like the gnomes didn't want to be left out, the angels and the unicorns. And it's going to be really powerful, because we're going to meet a whole other team of beings, and we're going to have the choice. We're going to establish relationships with them, find out who they are, how they serve, what they're all about, and then choose from there if we want to continue relationship and developing that. You'll have all the tools you need, and we'll have some fun doing it. So this is going to be such a fun and informative few weeks.
Yes.
So I'm really that. Yeah.
And I'm glad you're also including a crystalline chakra alignment audio and a body elemental. It was a pre-recorded audio workshop. So for those of you who get this package A, you can start with these things right away before the video series begins on June 23rd. And I want to mention this offer is $133. We do have a 3-pay option. So, we've been wanting to make this readily available to all of you. So that is offer A. And the Body Elemental Audio Workshop, this is really important. I think we talked about this more when you were here last. And it's really about it's an in-depth workshop for greater health for people who are experiencing, physical challenges. Do you want to say anything else about that? Because I don't want to just glide right over that, because it's a really important element.
Well, it's not just physical challenges. It's all sorts of challenges. It's really our body elemental helps us to navigate the energies of the world. And it takes in all of the energy coming at it unless we start to tell it to filter out these energies. And so when we start working with our body elemental, we start to learn exactly what our system needs to keep it as healthy and as vibrant as possible. And we know almost immediately if something goes off the rails. So it's really important for us, especially now as things are evolving on this planet, to start to have a more in-depth relationship with our body elemental. And, you know, I wasn't going to include this, but the angels and the elementals were saying, no, this is the most important thing that people can start to do right now. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, let's get
this
right.
They were
telling
me too. Like, don't glide over that. Just let me highlight this.
Awesome.
Okay. Don't just say the name, say a little more about it. So it's a beautiful package A. So it's all of that. And then offer B is all of that, plus a private session with you, a one-on-one session, a phone session where People can receive messages and answers from their angels, from your intuitive guidance, ancestral healing, sound healing, light infusions, Reiki, pretty much whatever they need, right?
Yeah, it sort of is kind of like you're experiencing the work here, where the messages will come through, and then very often there'll be a pause where there's energy that comes up for realignment, release, adjustment, you know, deep cellular work, whatever it is that's needed in order for you to move forward. And so then the angels will offer the deep healing, and you have the option to say yes or no. So it's, you know, I've studied so many things in my lifetime, and to this day it amazes me that there is like so much out there. They'll just bring through exactly what's needed for each and every person to get their optimal level of energy back, and of healing, and of actually support to move forward. So these sessions are just so incredible. I just fall in love with every person on every session, so it's amazing.
Well, and I can imagine, I mean, if you just spent a minute or so with some of these questions in our webcast, you know, to have a whole private session with you to really get questions answered, to have direction, healing, you know, whatever is for your highest good at this time. So, Teresa, yeah. Thank you for creating these offers, and I'm excited about the Unseen Realm video series because I know the dragons and the fairies and the angels and the unicorns are excited. I can feel their excitement to connect with everyone.
I'm glad.
Yes. Okay, I want to go back to some more questions. Is that okay with you, Teresa?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. Carla did write back in and said, I love that message. Yes, I love that yellow dragon wants to work with me. I'd like to confirm that I just know has always been a part of me. And I love that you confirmed to stand in that truth. And then she said, and hey, Blue Mikey, yes. So thank you, Carla. Okay, gosh, we have a lot of people who've written in. I'm going to a lot of these webcast questions because many of you that are on that have called in have also written in, and we can get through a lot of these in this way. So I'll probably take one or two live, but okay. Jean, when you were reading for her internet connection blipped out right in the middle, but she'll pick it up on the replay. She said, I do tune into the ringing when I meditate, and anyway, she just wanted to share that. Okay, Colleen said, thank you so much, Teresa, for everything you're sharing. Trees, unicorns, angels are all comfortable and connected for me. She said, I've really had another really bad headache and neck pain for several days, and now it's gone. Yay!
Yay!
Love your shows and art, Carrie. Thank you, Colleen. Okay, Michelle from New Jersey said, hi, Teresa, love you. Love you, Carrie. Mm-hmm. Love you, Michelle. She said, I have been told that I'm a healer. Which modality do the angels suggest that I learn or explore? Thank you and blessings to all. That's Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful, Michelle. So this is what I love. The angels will never make decisions for us, but they can always sort of help us with our decision-making process because we have free will choice. So what they're showing me is so naturally energy flows through you, healing energy flows through. And so it's like you already have a lot of energy healing systems that you have studied. So the first thing that they're guiding you to do is to ask before you go into your dream time that these things be activated naturally within you. And then what starts to happen is it feels like from there, when you're starting to embrace and allow this to happen, the next thing shows itself to you. It's like it crosses your path once and you're like, oh, that's interesting. And then it crosses your path again. And then some random person talks to you about it. And so you'll be led to the thing at that moment that your system most needs. But it starts with you really asking to be activated to all of the things you've already learned in past incarnations and bring them into this one. Mm. I hope that makes sense.
Yes, Michelle, I hope that you heard that. Let's see, Nancy from Toronto said, do my guides and support team have a message for me at this time? I'm having a bit of a block right now. That's Nancy.
Nancy. Beautiful question. All I see right now is Archangel Raphael going right into your system, and he literally, and I laugh sometimes because the angels show me things through humor because they exist in joy, and that's the energy that I move into. So this is not funny, but I just wanted to let you know that that's why. But Archangel Raphael is showing me that he just went into your side, your left side, and he took out like the cement rock that's just kind of been sitting there. And so what he's showing me is, like, she's been asking for this to be blocked, so let's unblock it. And he just took it out. And so it feels like right now a lot more of the energy, the feminine energy in your body can start to flow. This block is old, congealed ideas about the feminine energy, about female bodies, about how females need to show up. All of these thoughts that you never felt really resonant with because you were tuned into your spiritual power, they all just kind of got stuck together and pushed aside. So he just removed all of that, and now your energy is flowing much more freely so that you're now much more balanced. The masculine and feminine energy are just, those two things are just much more balanced. And now you can rest in your divine child, which is where you really live, in your joy, in your wonderment. So I just feel so much more energy flow in you right now. So let us know how you're feeling, please.
Yes, Nancy, please let us know. And thank you for writing in. And thank you, Teresa, of course. Susan from Salt Lake City said, hello. She said, I have been waking up at 3:30 a.m. every morning and can't go back to sleep. I try to meditate and see if there's something I'm supposed to be hearing, but no answer. Do you know what this could be? Thanks, Carrie and Teresa. Love to all. That's Susan.
Yeah. Susan, there's two things here that are coming through. One is for you and one is for other people on the call, because a lot of us have been having this issue. For you, it feels like when you wake up at 3:30, you're going to meditate, which is a beautiful thing. But what they're showing me for you is take a pen and a notebook and start taking notes. It feels like there's information that's just going to come through for you because your team is waking you up. If you are going to bed one night and you know you're really, really tired, tell your divine team, you know, I'm in a human body. I really need the rest tonight, so please let me sleep. And they will. So just know that. But I also feel called to say for other people on the call that around that time, you know, between like 2 and 5, that's the time when those of us who are prone to anxiety, that's when the anxiety kicks in. In Ayurveda, we call it the Vata energy. That's when the Vata energy starts to kick in. And so if there is latent anxiety in our systems, we will be awake. We will not be able to control our thoughts. We'll be in a panic, or we'll just, you know, have the flutters or whatever it is. So just know right now, especially in the world, that seems to be a thing that a lot of us are going through. There's some anxiety and it's kicking up for people. So once you understand this, it becomes much easier to work with. You know, get up, have a glass of warm water or just something warm, you know, warm yourself so that this energy will start to quiet down. That feels
yes.
important as well.
Yes, Susan, let us know if you heard that. Michelle, let's see. Michelle said, thank you, Teresa. I'm leaning towards Reiki. And when the call began and Reiki came up, I felt like it was validation. Thank you so much, ladies. Much love. Yes. Rosa Maria from Spain. Very interesting call. She said, what can Teresa say about my sparkly blue golden tiny dots? It's like visual snow in my space, a vision, and sometimes these golden waves around my eyes. What am I seeing? Is it a medical condition?
I love that question. So I need to, as a responsible human, say that if there's any suspicion that it might be a medical condition, always go get checked out. Because the best thing that happens is you find out there's nothing wrong with you medically, so that worry goes away, and now you can really dive deep into what's the spirituality that's happening here. You know, and especially for those of us, like most sensitives have anxiety, so always important. I feel for you, there's a combination of energies here that are present with you. You have very, like, old wisdom, like the ancient masters. So I'll tell you who I'm feeling with you. I'm feeling Archangel Michael. I'm definitely feeling galactic energy and some Atlantean wisdom. But I'm also feeling the wisdom of Melchizedek. So it feels like that's a really, it's like a collaborative that I feel that's around you. And what they're all doing is bringing you pieces of your own wisdom. It's almost like they're giving you a sound bath with your own earned wisdom. So definitely feel into if that feels resonant for you. Again, go with your own intuition over anything that anyone else ever tells you that it is. But there's definitely a collaborative collective around you that is helping you to remember who you truly are and all that you have brought into your field over time, because the world needs you to embody and embrace it right now.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that makes sense.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Rosa Maria, there you go. Susan just wrote back in.
Go ahead, sweetie.
Oh, she just said thank you so much. And I'll get a pen and paper ready. Love you both. Love you too, Susan.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Yay, Susan. I just wanted to touch back on Michelle's comment about Reiki, because I just did a whole blog post and video on this. Super important, if any of us want to take a Reiki attunement, it's really an incredible system. You can learn so much. You need to do your attunements in person, right? You can learn the system over the internet. You can learn about Reiki, but you cannot get an attunement unless you are in person with a Reiki master. So that's just really important, because there's a lot of misinformation out there, and I just wanted to pass that on, Michelle, while you're in your search for where you want to train.
Well, it's a very powerful experience. That was one of the first things I was led to do, Teresa, after my near-death experience, which was in 1997. Mm-hmm. That same year, I got attuned to Reiki 1 and 2. And it was such an amazing experience doing, and it's a must in person. So thank you
Absolutely.
For mentioning that.
And I'm still in touch with the people I trained with, like the first class I took. We're still navigating this together. So it builds family. It's really beautiful.
Yes, I was just going to say that. It was like soul family. I was like, oh my gosh, hi.
Exactly.
No mistake when those things happen and who shows up and who you're with. I'm going to take a couple live callers just because I don't want them to feel we're ignoring you. I'm going to go to area code 9928 in Arizona. You're live with us. Hello, 928. Are you with us? Well, maybe not. I'm sorry you missed us. Okay, let me go to another one. Mm-hmm. Teresa, you can hear me, right?
I can, yes.
Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 808. You are live with us. Can you hear us? Huh. Interesting.
It may not be a phone, babe.
I know. Isn't that interesting? Huh. maybe that's why I was being led to the... I'm going to try one more. Area code 619, you're live.
Yay, I'm here.
Oh, hi.
Hi. Hi, my name is April. Happy birthday to both of you. That's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Teresa, I am so tired all the time. I've had chronic fatigue for years and also fibromyalgia, and I feel all these energies flowing through me and just trying to keep my vibration up. I guess it feels like in this life that I just have a hard time holding all these energies. That's the only thing I can think of. And then also, I'm losing a lot of memories lately, both short-term and long-term, and I'm just wondering if this is all just part of this ascension process.
I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with friends recently about how none of us can remember anything, so I don't think you're alone, but my dear, if there is any question in your mind that this should be checked, please honor that intuition, you know, and get checked out. You know, I'm always about let's rule out the medical first so we can dive even deeper into the spiritual if there's any worry.
The first person shut me down. So I feel like I just really feel like I need a brain scan right now because it's just getting really weird. Okay. Thank you for validating that.
I feel like the whole world needs a brain scan. I am agreeing with you. I feel like, you know, But if that's what your intuition is saying, if that's what your body is asking for, if that's the messages from your body elemental, so go get it checked because best worst thing that can happen is that there's nothing there and then you know there's nothing to worry about. So you can move forward.
Exactly.
You know, and what, as you were talking, you're saying, I'm so tired all the time. You know, Archangel Michael he's standing there and he's like, we need you to decide that you're done. We need you to decide to be done with this. All they need is for you to put your foot down and say, I am tired of being tired all the time. I am tired of being hurting all the time. I want a different experience and stand in that energy and command that your experience change. That's all they need you to do.
Okay.
Are you ready to do that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm just tuning in with them.
So
Archangel Michael,
so over it.
Good for you. Okay. Archangel Michael is standing on your left. He's holding your left elbow, you know, like you would help people cross the street. And Archangel Ariel just stood onto your right side, which is really interesting. So what I'm seeing in you also is your polarity is reversed. And that's been what's been going on. Okay.
Yes, I feel it. I feel like the left and right brain hemisphere, I'm always having to switch it back. Definitely. I feel that.
Okay. So, okay, we're doing that now, and now Ariel is moved to your left and Mikael is moved to your right because masculine, feminine energy is back where they should be flowing. Beautiful. Okay. And we're just going to anchor that down. You're not grounded because you've been in a lot of pain, so we're just going to ground you down to the earth so that you can. So, you know how we spent a little time talking about trees? I want you to remember that that's the way we need you to walk this planet. Because trees, while they reach up to the sky, reach up for heaven, reach up for the sun, they are also rooting down into the earth, like really grounding down into the earth so that they can bring her energy up and then they can bring the glorious energy of heaven down to her. And at the same time that they're doing all of that, they're expanding out to the sides as well. And so this is what you need to understand because it feels like what's happened for you is your energy expands up and then you're like, oh, no, now I got it. Now I got to try to ground. So now you stop expanding up and now you try to ground, right? And then when you're focused on that, you're not growing laterally. So they want you to understand that all of these things can happen at the same time. You just need to feel safe in your body, which you haven't. So, So are you ready to declare what you want?
Yeah, I felt the roots. I felt the roots like guiding my feet as I walk along now that I'm going to feel for those. Thank you. Yes.
I love that.
Go ahead, sweet.
We're going to do a little quantum healing now.
Yay.
I just want you to say, and everybody's invited in this experience, I am done with this experience of being tired.
I am done with this experience of being tired.
I am done with experiencing pain.
I am done experiencing pain.
Okay, now can we all, everyone on this call, can we all do that one more time for the collective? I am done experiencing pain.
I am done experiencing pain.
Beautiful. I choose to live in the light. Go ahead.
I choose to live in the light. I'll do it with you, April.
Okay, thank you. I choose to live in the light.
Yes.
The health and the love.
The health and the love.
And the safety that is my birthright.
And the safety that is my birthright.
And so it is.
And so it is.
So it is.
Celebration, April.
Yes.
Yep.
All my spirit jumping up and down.
Good. Now maybe you'll have enough energy to jump up and down.
Yeah, now my physical body will be jumping up and down with my spirit. Thank you.
You need a little dance party, April.
Yeah, exactly. I love that, too. I do that every once in a while, and I feel so good when I do dance around and stuff. I love that.
It's time. And it felt really powerful. I mean, commanding that, like, I'm done.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow.
Me too. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I really
appreciate
it. Thank you.
So many blessings.
Blessings to you, April. Keep me updated. April, I don't know if you're in our Facebook group, but if you are, would love to hear how you're feeling in the next few days.
Okay. Thank you. I know you call me a lot. I see it as, I see that my ability to create, I see that, especially with the first two calls not being there. So, yeah.
Okay, this is for you. And it helps us all.
Me. Thank you.
And now you're going to do it even more, April. So lots of love to you. Okay.
Lots of love to both of you, too. Thanks.
Bye. Yeah, that was important for everybody. And I think that's why, I guess I was guided to select her, and the other two, for whatever reason, did not come up. So, April, I'm still thinking of April. Teresa, we could probably go on and on and on. I think we should probably start wrapping up. Okay. I do want to ask you, in terms of everything that we've talked about today, Teresa, do the angels, do you intuitively feel that there's anything else that you want to talk about or share that is significant for us at this time?
They're showing me the word fear, right? And so I'm just kind of feeling into. Okay. So it just is really important for us as we navigate this time of a lot of change to understand that there are going to be deep-rooted fears that come up in us, some primal stuff, as well as in the collective. And the way to navigate those fears is with love, but with love in fearlessness, like the willingness to look at what is causing those fears, really examine it, and work through it, as opposed to just say, just saying, I'm spiritual, I shouldn't be feeling fear, I should just move to love. Because this is energy that's coming up for healing. And as we heal ourselves, because we carry such strong intention, as we heal it within ourselves, we heal it for the collective. And other people can grab on to that healing and experience it with much more ease than they would have otherwise. So it's really important, and I know everyone on this call is completely willing to do their work. But in this time of ascension where we thought we'd be linking arms and tra-la-la into the fifth dimension, that's not really what it's looking for. It's looking like, it's looking a little bit like it's more, there's more conflict. There's more that we didn't expect. There's a little bit more interpersonal strife than we would have liked. But remember, it's all in the name of unity, and we just need to do our part and reach out to the people that are resonant with us and support each other through this change. So that feels really important.
Mm-hmm. Yes, come here. Come to communities like this where you're going to feel loved. You're going to feel supported. And take advantage of these offerings where you can come together in groups and feel that again and multiplied. Like with your video class, when everybody comes together with these, mutual intentions and good feelings and love, that's how we need to support ourselves right now in moving through some of these powerful times. Oh, wow. How fun. Teresa, you're amazing. Thank you for just supporting so many people and answering so many questions today. You did that so gracefully and beautifully and easily. Thank you.
Thank you. This is my joy. So thank you so much for inviting me to be here, my birthday buddy. And I just feel so grateful.
Oh, yes, you are always welcome here, and happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday, and thank you again. And to everybody who's joined us, thank you all for the gift of your time and your love and your presence today. We really appreciate you and hope that you heard the messages. Oh, I do want to read one thing that someone said that really stood out, and they said that where was it? It was important. Colleen said, it feels like we're all a very cohesive group or a soul group because everything that you're saying and the questions and answers that people are asking are resonating and helping me too. Yeah, that's how it works. Mm-hmm. Like everything.
That's how it works.
That's how it works. So I wanted to highlight that and just say, hopefully you received the messages, whether you were called on or not, that will benefit you most today. We want to inspire one another to feel relief, to be empowered, and to shape our lives and our bodies and our experiences right now from a space of grace and just empowerment. So anyway, thank you for being with us today. I hope you feel lit up and ready to hold the new earth frequencies of abundance and grace and love. I keep saying grace, so that must be important. That is the power of an inspired community, and this is the power of actively directing our attention and focus. It's the power of consciousness. So just know that you deserve radiance. You deserve vitality and abundance in all forms, and your light matters so much right now. And please know that all of these tools and courses and classes are here to support you. So if you want to join Teresa, please do so. And of course, if you want to have a private session with her, she is incredible, as you've heard today. So remember that you are all brilliant and resilient, and I appreciate you. Thank you for joining Teresa and myself on yet another soulful adventure today. I'm sending waves and waves of love and light and appreciation from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to everyone that you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and own that amazing, powerful glow of yours. I'll see you all in this playground of light next time. Bye-bye, everybody.